The prophet Isaiah refers to the Jewish people as a light unto the nations, and it's no secret that Jews have positively influenced the world. As Mark Twain wrote of the Jew, his commercial importance is extravagantly out of proportion to the smallness of his bulk. His contributions to the world's list of great names in literature, science, art, music, finance, medicine, and abstruse learning are also way out of proportion to the weakness of his numbers. That's what Mark Twain wrote. Now think about it. It's one thing for a nation to have great influence, but we would never predict this from a nation that is so few in number. This dichotomy defies all sociological norms. Even more amazing, this idea of heavy influence by a small minority is predicted in this week's Parsha, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 27, which declares, "You shall remain few in number among the nations where God shall lead you." Indeed, Jewish history has never gone according to the rules. 2,000 years ago, on the day of Tisha B'Av, the powerful Roman Empire destroyed the Holy Temple and exiled the Jews from Israel. Now, if you would have told anyone at that time, "I'll bet you that the Jewish people will survive longer than the Roman Empire," what kind of odds do you think you could get? 1,000,000 to 1? But here we are, 2,000 years later, thank God, thriving in our land.